This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Electric wants out of the credit card business. It's the company behind about 55 million credit cards for stores like Walmart and Banana Republic. Oh, it is profitable, earning more than $2 billion last year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein examines why GE would want to sell such a sweet cash cow.
As recently as this May, a former GE executive bragged about the high return the company was getting through its credit card business. But RBC Capital Markets' Gerard Casty says General Electric wants to invest more heavily in its core industrial work.
By paring down the number of businesses, they could have more focus on the existing businesses, which should and could lead to higher returns for shareholders.
Karen Petru with Federal Financial Analytics says there's more to it than that. A few months ago, GE Capital, with assets ranking it as the fifth largest bank in the nation, has fallen under new financial regulations.
GE is divesting this bank business to get out of those rules. The smaller it gets, the less like a bank it gets, the less regulation it gets. And that's what this is about.
While the new regulatory environment may scare off GE, its credit card business is lucrative enough to get JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs to sniff around. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.